Frank had to take the, Frank took the hay rake and raked up his hay and put it in the dump for it. Been laying there for 3 weeks.
Clean up.
He got his hair cut, cut his sideburns off.
And the hay had been laying there for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Brother's got the cattle.
No. No, that's my younger brother that was down here.
Yeah?
Well, he came back this past week and went on to Bradington and pulled out from my house this morning at 9:30. See, his wife has an aunt in Bradington. And they went down and got a load of her antique furniture. Took back to West Virginia. She wrote and told, or called them and told them to come and get it. Well, they left up there Monday.
Was there hay on the ground?
He didn't care. Got a bit more interest in helping Daddy than you have, and you never saw my dad.
Just not interested.
Just not interested.
Now, he never had taken any interest in those things.
He's the one that told Daddy he wouldn't have them horses down there if he was to give them to him.
This pair here?
Yeah. But yet last night he had to come down here and see them big horses. I brought him down here last night.
Yeah.
He had to come down and see them big horses. And he said, gosh, what are you feeding them? They're fatter than they ever was in their life.
That's just paradise up there where your dad lives.
Yes, sir, it is. And if they ain't awful careful, God, my eyes, I'm going to end up at that place. Because I'm the only one that does anything for my daddy.
Yeah.
And if they ain't awful careful, we're going to end up with Helen's dad's place. Because we're the only one that has any interest in that, in them.
Well, they're interested in the division of it. They're always interested in that, too.
Well. It's not that that I'm working for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, if you was up there, you know that old system has been in operation up there a long time, you know. Friday night, traffic all flows south. Sunday night, it all flows north.
That's right.
They got to go up to Akron to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like my sister and her husband. They had him a $38,000 home built in Wadsworth, Ohio. Just think of it, $38,000.
Yeah.
Well, they're just about to lose it.
We're getting short.
Yeah, his overtime, when he bid off his monthly payments, he was getting all the overtime he wanted. He don't get a bit of overtime now.
Yeah.
Well, they're paying, it's $460 a month.
For 20 years.
30 years.
You know, that sort of thing, it really keeps a man with his back to the wall, don't it?
There's no way for them to pay for that place. There is no way.
Pretty high rent. Now, can they get something, huh?
And when they, both of them, when they was brought up, just like I was.
Yeah.
I woke up in many a morning and the snow blew through the cracks on a gentle end house on my bed.
Yeah. That's the best kind to be brought up in.
That's right. But if they got above their raisin, guy.
Yeah. That's what happens
like little house that I've got up there in Hawthorne now. They would hoot at me if they knew that I lived in a place like that. Cheating.
Yeah.
Well, I'm comfortable.
Oh, there's nobody as dictatorial as the people that raised on nothing and then get good wages.
Well, she's having to go back to work now.
And nobody has.
That's more money than I make a month. It's all electric.
Yeah.
They heat with electric. In the wintertime, their light bill is over $100 a month.
And that's the reason the electric companies have got to flood them little valleys.
That's right.
All them beautiful little valleys up there in the hills where they flood. They keep on doing it.
That's right.
He not mess around with any of this stuff we were doing. Remember that?
That's right.
We were working on the old something out there and just cussing. Just like this thing this morning. And he said, now just what is your object in that? In other words, why don't you go out there and fish?
Yeah. Or go camping.
Or ride your bicycle. Well, somewhere along the line, I got to the point where I'd rather mess with some old something than go camping.
I would too. Well, after all my brother thinks about that caused my dad to get hurt. That's all he thinks about is camping. Fishing.
But it done good, Frank. It done Frank good, still there.
It's gonna do him good. It really is. And he's content. He's well satisfied.
You don't mean it.
He is.
Out of it. You're close to the school over there, but I'm damn if I'd want to be close to the school.
I don't
want
to.
What you all put up with.
You know, Guy, I'd just give anything if I could be out in the woods like this right here.
Yes.
I'd just give anything. I'd sell my place.
If you could go down to Boardman with the niggers, you'd be better off. From what I gather.
I would. I would. Well, since this all came up again with Lotto, we're ready to sell, Guy. We're ready to get out of there.
You mean the same thing?
She had a relapse on this last year. Remember when she got it a year ago?
Yes.
All right, it was LSD. And it came back on her again. The same dope. You never get it out of your system.
Oh, the same old dope.
The same old dope. Just set her wild again. She didn't get no more. No.
That's the way it does?
Mm-hmm. She was wild when I come in Monday evening. She was wild. That's why I've not been down here. I've been staying right there at home with her. She's about to drive heaven crazy.
You could have got on the telephone.
I didn't think about it. I'm telling you the truth. I was crazy myself. See, I drove 950 miles south. I mean, without stopping, hardly, just stopped to get gas.
Helen telephoned you?
Yeah.
When was it?
Sunday evening.
Could you be here?
Before 5:30. Tomorrow evening. I said, yes, I'll leave right now. I told Frank and Harriet Ann, I said, Frank, you and Harriet Ann going to get my car fixed up, my clothes packed up, and the trailer hooked on, because I'm going home. Frank said, now just wait a minute, Daddy. He said, what's the matter? I said, well, Laura's done it again. I just take it for what it's worth and go get my car hooked up. He just turned as orderly as any kid you ever saw. And in less than 10 minutes, he come back. Daddy, your car's ready to go. I checked the oil and the water.
Something like that will straighten them up. Keep them straight.
And just tore them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know now, Laura, today, this morning, she just as jolly. We went to Gainesville and I bought a new washing machine. They didn't have it ready. Didn't have to put all the things put on it. She said, "Daddy, come back and pick it up later." She said, "I want to go home and get some things done." Well, she's ambitious. I said, "Okay, I'll go."
Let her call the place.
I let her call her. I just let her call a place. She went home. She started cleaning up the house and everything. And I got ready to. I told her, I said, "Well, I'm going to go down to the farm a while. Help Guy." And she came out to the truck. She said, "Now, Daddy, I'm going to stay right here. If you need me, I'll be right here. I'm not going nowhere."
Yeah.
She realized what it's doing for her.
Yeah.
And now it's something that she can't control. It's just, she just can't control it. I mean, whenever it hits her brain, well, it just throws her off.
Yeah.
And she don't know what she's doing. She don't realize it. And I don't know what to do, guy. Only just bear with it.
So somebody gotta be there.
Somebody has gotta be there. Now she may not have another episode like this for three years, something like that. You can't ever tell. But her blood count got down. The hemoglobin got down to 6.
Okay.
6. Her blood pressure was 70/80. And her pulse was 130.
Good Lord.
So you know that they was something else working besides Laura herself.
Yeah. Well, now, she didn't know to expect all that.
Dr. Wells, lots of general. Told her, said, "Laura, you can't be yourself." And he took another sample of blood out of her arm. And he went in and run some kind of a test on it. And he told her, he said, "Laura, you're not yourself. He's in a home." I don't know whether she got a job left or not. I don't make any difference.
I don't know why whiskey. They used to get by with liquor, Cookie.
Yeah.
Man could just about drink himself to death, and it wouldn't do him any harm.
That's right. Well, them gooks over there at the university where I work say that this marijuana and all that kind of stuff, that there's no harm in it.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, they don't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
They can't possibly get anything straight.
You cannot tell one of them fellas to do something, and you can go show him how, lay it out on a silver platter to him, and guy Miles, he can't do it. He cannot do it.
He can't do it.
Well, what in the world is this world going to come to? How is the future going to prosper with things like that facing the government?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what's happening on this Vietnam thing. I mean, before all this business about the drugs came out, I mean, you had, that's what softened up everything over there.
Yeah.
Nobody minded going to the army when you went. Mm-mm. No, sir. Liquor. I'm telling you, I look back at the days of hard liquor now. It was picture.
But it's just like Frank. I took him up there, and he wasn't a dad's 2 hours guy. Till he was on that tractor and the hay rake, he found out what Grandpa wanted done. He was on that tractor and hay rake. He raked that old stuff, and he didn't stop. He unhooked from that hay rake and come on, and hooked on the baler, and he went and baled it. And I didn't know he could run a hay baler. And you didn't either, did you?
No.
You'd have been afraid to put him on this tractor out here with the baler.
I wouldn't have been, but you would.
He put it, he got right on that thing and put that old tractor in second gear. And you talking about spitting out the hay? Now he baled it.
Yeah.
Yes, my fella.
He had been indoctrinated with keeping that thing going.
He had worked with Guy Duggar.
Yeah.
Enough till he'd watched him till he can learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. He got it in his system.
He got it in his system, and you ain't had. Just like mechanic work. He's watched me, so he can fall right in with me, and step by step, we can do it.
Yeah. If he could spend half the year up there learning that while your dad is still there, in good shape, and half the year down here working with you, and just let them damn schools go.
That is right. They don't learn nothing in school. You know that. They ain't learning nothing in school.
Look what he learned. Look what he learned. Look up there what he got to learn. Nobody there to breathe down his neck.
That's right. And Dad will just turn him loose and say, now just help yourself.
Yes. And Frank won't go ahead. He'll check with you.
If something don't operate right, he's going to find out about it.
Yes, he's learned that. You come in and sort of talk it over with him. But look what he could learn from your daddy. Look what he could learn. And it's shameful. Ain't it shameful?
It is.
And Harriet Ann, she can learn.
She's up with her Grandma Cougar right now, and Grandpa.
Yeah.
See, I took her up there and left her.
Oh, that's where they ought to be. Yeah, that's where they ought to be. At that age, at Anne's age, much she can learn. Ooh-wee.
Now she's there. Her Grandma is an invalid. She can't get around. And Grandpa can go off now and be away from home, get away from it for a while. And leave the responsibility on Harriet Ann to take care of Grandma. Well, they think it's an honor to take care of Grandma.
Oh, and they tell you in the schools to let the children play.
Right.
I say, let them take hold.
Give them responsibility.
Give them responsibility. Much they'll take. I never did learn much history. I just sort of read the general books. But back in the old days, they didn't live long. And all these big shots, Henry IV and all of them, you see, they're dead before your age. They're out there leading an army at Frank's age.
Yes, sir. That's right. They use their head for something besides to hold their ears apart.
And playing.
Right.
Playing. They want them to be free play, or whatever they call it. I can't tell anybody what to do. But if I had somebody like that, as big as Harry Dan is and Frank, I'd hate for them to leave them and come back and go to a little 2-foot school up there.
Well, we may leave Harry Dan up there to go to school this winter.
Well, I don't know.
The schools can't be any worse than what we've got here.
Well, I don't think you could possibly get anything as bad as you get in Florida.
No.
Everything you get is multiplied down here. You got a lot of nice people, but you got a lot of skullduggery too. Oh, that I just walked through that yesterday, and it was just beautiful over there.
Yes, sir.
It's not as thick as it would have been if it rained, but it's a lot thicker than it was, and it's just right now, so we can get it.
Well, even if we do get a rain on it, cut it this afternoon, even if we do get a rain on it and can get it dry, it'll still be better than, but I don't think we'll get a rain this evening.
Well, don't look like it now. It looks like it started clearing off.
Mm-hmm.
See, this sky is clear, Cookie. It's been blue and broken sky, but it's been hazy.
Uh-huh.
Now this is perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fair weather for a while. Looks like it. Of course, it may come down for him.
Well, that's a chance you got to take.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard on Helen.
Yes, it is. It was hard on her. But you see, I didn't. If I'd known it, I wouldn't have went away for nothing in the world.
Well, now, what was your schedule? Let's see, you was up there Monday, and you ate, and they said, could you get back? When was you coming back?
Well, I wasn't coming back until Monday. I wasn't going to leave until Monday, see.
Yeah. Well, when did you leave?
I left Sunday.
Oh, you left Sunday?
Yeah. See, I got there Saturday and left Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I slept 6 hours.
And you didn't get there till Saturday?
Didn't get there till Saturday.
Well, when did they work on you?
Friday.
Same schedule?
Same thing.
1 o'clock in the morning?
No, 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
And took the impressions?
Took the impressions. And I got my teeth at 5:20 Friday evening.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Friday evening. Yeah. So then you didn't have anything wrong with it.
No.
You just lit out.
I just cut out, yeah. But you see, up in them mountains, I couldn't drive too fast with the horse behind me. See, I took Daddy a horse.
Oh, to take the place of the other one?
Yeah. Took him that little Palomino. That little Tennessee Walker, you know, that
one
I...
we hadn't seen.
Yeah, that I traded for. He wanted her. I took it to him.
Yeah.
That's something that none of the rest of them would have done.
Yeah.
Because that horse hurt Daddy, see. They didn't want him to have one to start with. After he let me have these horses, they didn't want him to have no more horses.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a horse as long as he lives.
He just...
That's right. He was born and raised, you might say, on one, and he's going to have one.
You know, old man Guthrie. She has a picture of him, you know. She enlarged. Just a little snapshot. There he was. Oh, he looked to be sort of middle-aged. Sitting on a white horse. He was handsome. Looked like he belonged there. And you see, he had that back trouble or something. I forget. I've heard him say. And after that, he couldn't ride a horse.
Hmm.
And that's what got him, you see. He'd been on a horse and gone through them woods. And everything he'd done was on a horse. Worked the cattle. Walked the fences. going over there to old man Sam Turner, and they'd walk the fences, riding. He had a Ford, or he had a car, you know, back pretty early. But that horse.
Well, no, that's with that. He's got a 69 International pickup, practically new, only 19,000 miles on it. And good shape. But he wants a horse. He wants one that he can ride. He says, I want one I can ride to Sunday school. He goes to Sunday school every morning, yeah. Every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yes, sir. Yes, my fellow, he goes to church every Sunday morning.
Sunday school and church.
That's right. Then if he's got something that has to be done Sunday evening, he'll do it.
Oh, yes.
But he ain't going to do it Sunday morning. Now, he's going to go to Sunday school and church.
Yes.
And he wants a horse that if it's roads are bad up there, that he can get on that horse and ride to Sunday school and church.
Now, you see, if it like it was, he'd see his neighbors there.
Yeah.
And he don't need to go visiting and drink Cokes and have cocktails. He'd see them there.
That's right. He gets all, he gets 90% of his information right there at that church.
Yeah. Now when he goes, Cookie, when he goes, he don't just sit there and look at people. You might say he's working all the time he's there.
That's right. That's right.
There's things he wants to know.
That's right. He wants to find out how, Walter Gandy's doing, I mean, how he's getting along with his farming on the other side of the hill, and he keeps up with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he'll go help the neighbors.
Yeah.
But the neighbors won't come and help him. They ain't got time.
No. When I see up there, you might say a man living all out there by himself, but he's not.
No.
You see, he knows what the hay's like over there at Walter Gander's and these
That's
other
right.
places. And he don't have to just rely on his own judgment all the time, you see.
You know, if you ever get an opportunity, if we ever get an opportunity together, I want to take you up there and show you my dad's place. Now, it is something to look at.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I'd do one thing. I said, Daddy, if you want it that way, I'll do it. It's going to put me in a bind. I mean, it's going to throw a little hardship on me. But I'm going to do it. I want the best bull calf you got. The best one. I want to take it to my dad for a bull.
Oh, Lord. This thing out here, he's as handsome as a creature, and he's got personality.
I want one to take to my dad.
And I've seen them before. They make good bulls.
Well, now,
they're just one of them.
Guy, this Pappy was quiet. Anybody could handle him. Even little kids of mine was all around him. He didn't give nobody no trouble. And your cows don't give nobody no trouble. And I told that. He said, "Well, Leo, I want me a bull from that herd."
God come over here and seen him. Maxie, you see. Last thing Maxie needs is another bull. But I'd love to see Maxie feed him out. I want you to go over there sometime. We'll go over there sometime. The time will come. and we'll get him to take us on the tour. He does that.
Yeah.
He's got enough land there. He can take you on the tour from one pasture to another and keep you going half a day if you're interested in what you see. And his wife said that nothing pleases him more than doing that, showing people around and talking about cows. And she said one thing that hurt him was he showed people things like that, and he knew they didn't care anything about a cow. Now, how about that?
Well, Dad, he went and bought him a Charley bull. And that's the meanest thing.
Yeah.
He'll butt you. He'll kick you. He'll jump the fence. He'll jump over the moon.
Yeah.
He can't keep him nowhere. He's going to sell him. And he told me, he said, well, when he gets his cows all bred back, he says, now I want me a yearling bull next year for my heifers. He got some fine looking heifers, guy.
Fine looking heifers.
They're great, but now they're good looking.
So you want. Yeah.
This horny one, this horny 2-year old heifer you got down here?
Yeah.
Now she's a good looking heifer. Daddy's got some that will just tear her all to pieces.
She's a
cull. Yeah. Daddy's got some grade that'll just tear her all to pieces.
Well, she's a cull. I mean, you can't go by her.
No. Well, of course, Daddy's is not as good as your other heifers that's down here.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't be.
They're not as big. They're as good as... as good a frame. Good quality, but they're just not as big.
Well, you mean they're not as growthy?
Not as growthy, no. Of course, now they're not quite as old as them down there.
Well, they got more milk in them, maybe.
Yes, they've got some milk stock in them,
yeah. Well, you see, you that'll come out on the calves.
Yeah. But now they're good. You got 17 head.
17 heifers? Well, that's a nice little herd.
Yes, it is. That hill pasture, you know, I mean, when you come inside of Dad's property, you can see those big bushy hickory trees sitting out in the middle of the pasture, you know. And it's nice and green all around them, that bluegrass and lespedeasy and all that kind of pasture grass you got sowed out there. They're doing good.
Good old hickory tree.
Yeah. Black walnut.
Yes. That's where I feel at home. These big old oaks, you know, they're scammy. They grow so and you can't manage them. Not good for anything. Can't make posts of them or timber.
No, they're too naughty to make it do anything with.
They just run you out, or drive you out of house and home.
But if we ever get an opportunity, I want to take you up there.
Well, sir, there's some people up in there that I sure would love to see again. Sometimes I feel shabby just sitting here and not going up there and seeing some of them. I mean, they're some of the finest people I have known. Old Bill and Prudy Gary down there in northeast Kentucky.
Well, I see we could either go that way or come back that way.
Yeah. They live right on 60.
Yeah.
Right on 60.
And, heck, we could just take a week and go up in there. It wouldn't cost as much.
No.
Just me and you.
No.
And we could go in, but Dad's up there, and it just tickled Dad and Mama to death. Now, I ain't joking you. It would just tickle them to death.
Yeah. know what you do. You don't need to do anything. But if you had a little, if you had one of these little campers, just these little ones.
Yeah.
To pull along with you and set it down there, you see, you have your own headquarters. And you could go to bed when you wanted to and get up when you wanted to. You wouldn't bother them at all. And just go over and visit with them whenever they were going to visit.
See, Dad's got that big 9-room house up there. 2 stories high.
Is it a big house?
Yeah.
I saw a house yesterday. It was an old 2-story house, but it was small. You've seen those, haven't you?
Yeah.
Some of the old 2-story houses, I don't know why they built them so small.
I don't either.
2-story. Well, that's all they wanted, I guess.
But you know, and Dad's got 2 big barns. To me, that's just it.
Yeah. Well, we just about wrecked the place.
Just about wrecked it, Faye. We just about tore it up.
While the
sun's
shining, you know, I better go out there and go around.
If you want to go mow, you better mow.
That was very delicious dinner. That's the first time I've been able to eat ham for 6 months.
Well, I'm proud of your teeth. I know you are, too.
But it takes me a long time to eat.
Well, I tell you, I should have given you some of the sauce I gave you some of that.
No, I can chew it. It takes me just as long to eat the other as it does that. But I've just got to get used to it.
You just got to get used to it. But they do fit.
They fit. I can sleep with them even.
That's not
without losing them in the bed.
That is real.
Well, that's going to be a relief, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Not have to take it. Keep it in your pocket.
I won't have to wear these out in my pocket.
Yes. Get some more over there. A sip before you go. I thought I'd get this a little bit.
Oh, you see, Mama, she just fell in love with this place down here.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, Mama, you and Daddy, come on. I'll spend a little money on that trailer. Come on down. I'll put you over there and let you and you fellas and Guy just farm up a storm.
He got too much to leave up there, don't you? Just too much to leave up there.
And he said, well, that's what he said. He said, no, I said, I can't do it. He said, I've got too much here.
Yeah. Well, he'd be thinking about that all the time.
Be lost. He'd be lost.
Now, you see, he'd like a week down here. Every now and then. He'd enjoy a week. You know, if he had somebody in practice. Spell him up there.
But I'm serious, if we ever get an opportunity. Both at the same time.
Really see the country.
And just not be in no hurry.
You know, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Well, you've got just what you might call just a little leeway. And you're not, that schedule don't push you.
That's right. Well, see, I was pushed on this last weekend. I was pushed. I drove when I shouldn't have been driving.
Yeah.
Because I was sleepy.
Yeah.
I got 6 hours sleep from Thursday night. Until Sunday night.
Where did you get along without sleep? When you was trucking?
Yeah, when I was trucking.
That'll do it, won't it?
Yes, sir. You can just go and keep going.
In the old days. Now, how it is now, I don't know.
Well, they've got to change it now. I mean, you're not allowed to truck over 8 hours, and you've got to you have got to stop 8 hours.
Well, they used to have the law, you see. I think the union does it.
Yeah, that's right. The union does it now.
Yeah. You get paid for 8 hours.
That's right. And they know just about how far you can push in 8 hours.
And they count your coffee breaks.
And they can, yes, sir. Well, 90% of these big trucking firms, yeah, have got these time clocks in their trucks.
How's that?
Well,
you punch it.
No, it runs on the meter. It runs on the meter.
Yeah.
It gives your mileage.
And that time.
And the time. And everything. So there's not hardly any way that you can get around when you drive 8 hours. Well, you're gonna have to stop.
And when you stop for coffee, it shows up.
It tells right there.
And how long you stay?
That's right. How long that truck's not rolling, even though you do leave it running.
It's not running that does it.
It's not the running that does it. It's the rolling time. Because it's hooked through the speedometer.
Yeah.
And there ain't no way you can unhook it.
Yeah. So you can't just speed up and then stop for coffee.
That's right. No, you just got... It's going to tell on you.
Well, you know, it's going to take something mechanical, because you can't trust these damn truckers. You know that.
No, sir. No. I know. I used to be one.
No, sir. And furthermore, they're going to highball it whenever they get a chance.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what they do to it to make it sound loud, good. But I hear these things from way down the road.
And you can hear them way up the road yonder, too, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Just a bellard.
Just a bellard. I don't know what they do to it.
I know I was coming through Marietta, Ohio one night about 3 o'clock in the morning. Just a bellard. Wide awake. I was moving on.
Yeah.
I didn't move very far, though. No, the man got me. I went through that little old town doing 65 miles an hour all the way through because the blinker lights was on flashing, you know, and I just cut the trail.
Yeah.
I got out of the city limits, but here the man was waiting on me. And it cost me $150 now.
I didn't learn your lesson.
No. No. I went through the next town the same way, which was Zanesville. They didn't catch me. I took some awful chances in my time. Awful chances.
Well, you got to be fairly liberal, lenient when it comes to your children now, knowing what a rascal you've been.
I know, but the thing of it is, I didn't depend on my dad to supply me with an automobile just to get to tear it up.
Yeah.
I paid for mine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was your nose they rubbed in it.
That's right. It was my nose. It wasn't Daddy's nose.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'm gonna take up for Laura both accidents that she's had have not been her fault.
Oh, was she having one of those fails?
Yeah. It's a thousand wonders that they didn't catch it on her name. It's a thousand. She got the right front fender on her Cadillac bit down against the tire.
Is that all?
Well, it pushed the whole front end over. Well, it takes $180 to straighten the body up, get it lined back up in a straight line. The body is kind of curved, the front end of it.
Well, that ain't nothing.
No.
These days.
Busted air conditioning condenser. But I let her have my car. I let her drive my Cadillac. She's driving it right now.
And you're in the truck.
I'm in the old junk truck.
You're in the old junk truck. Yeah.
But I'm gonna push the fender out on her car. I'm gonna drive it. I'm gonna see what else has happened to her. I'm gonna drive to work this next week.
Yeah. Okay. I better go over there and get that.
Channel 1 right around 800 Saturday, the end of the visit with Cookie this Saturday at noon at lunch, the 10th of July, 71. Channel 1 right, Channel 1 right, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Saturday at lunch, the 10th of July, 71. Now this is Channel 1 right. On 810, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Thursday at lunch, the 10th of July, 71.